Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Juliana. Yes, my wife wanted to be Mrs. B. All right? She said, Musenguzi is so common. Everyone finds Musenguzi, Musenguzi, Musenguzi. You should have used the B. Okay? But we have the J. Glory be to God. Okay? We have the Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? Okay? We have the what? The Jesus. That's the only name that really what? Matters. Okay? That's the only name that what? That really matters. Glory be to God. Which reminds me of there's a couple, there used to be actually a couple, and they're with Elvis Mbonye, all right? The lady calls herself, her name, Elvis Mbonye, Jesus, and I think on Facebook, I think her husband's name is on there. All right, but she's called Jesus Elvis, you know, and that she has been there are times even before the elections. She was harassing me. You know, people who send you stuff you don't want, and they know that you don't want them, but they keep what sending them. So I was like, now what do I do for this? What lady? Okay, things to do with Zoe. All right, harassing. You know, she sent me stuff. And you know now, everyone was here, okay? And they're no longer here. I don't have their numbers in my what? Phone book, okay? Because I'm no longer responsible for them. God then hold me accountable to all, all right? I now have less work in a sense, all right? So anyway, so the first time messages come with pics, videos, I'm like, who is this? I see the things about Mbonye is inviting you for, you know, that stuff. So I'm like, who is this? So one time I write and I'm like, who is this? The person doesn't respond. So I was like, I need to find out who this person is. So either I asked her, because I guess she has some of those odd numbers. But then anyway, I decided to check the profile pic and it was this lady and I know her. So I was like, now, respond for what? A month later, things come. So I was like, now I can't ask, who are you? Because again, she won't what? Respond. But she believes, I guess, that I can see her pic, okay? So again, it was her. During the elections, again, like a thing comes. You know, it's called what? Cyber, eh? Yes. You know, can you see she just wanted to torment me. And I didn't know anyone here who's doing a master's in law who I would what? Who consult. Because people come and testify and they don't tell us what they are what? Yeah. So, anyway, so during the campaigns, just before the elections, okay, again, a thing came. I saw her pick. But before I saw her pick, I was like, let me see. There's someone who has sent me something. Okay, so I open, and it is a fundraising drive for calculators or campaigns. They want money, you know, support your own child of God, you know. And now, to me, you know. Then, but I was like, who is this? So then I saw the pig, and it was that. All right. Thereafter, I sent me things. From that time, when I was still a pig, I don't read. Okay? Very radical for Elvis. Eh? What, you know? Who has Mbonye Elvis with a husband. Okay? Together as a couple, Bali, you understand? Eh? Very zealous for nonsense. All right? Now, but this devil is a bad one. Devil. Even when you're serving him properly as a couple, he can still mess. You know, the devil has no love for anybody. Even those who serve him. Okay? He came to kill, to steal, and destroy. That is a common thing. Even when he appears like he's giving you a carrot, there is a what? There is a stick. You know, the main thing is to kill you, okay? To mess you up. Suddenly now, a few days ago, like I think 8 days ago, I was with someone, and they told me, man, do you know that so-and-so, this couple, okay? The guy left her, okay? He's with another chick in Zoe, okay? And what? E. And the chick has nowhere to stay. So she's staying at her in-law's place, okay? The parents of the guy, okay? And I was like, what? I was so surprised that these are guys who are, so you know, and the guy left, he's with like another chick in Zoe, he's not even paying the rent for his kids. You understand? You can have issues with your woman, but take care of your kids. Bambi, they are innocent, isn't it? Okay? You know? And as in, that's how bad it is. You understand? That's when I was like, this devil, they are serving him together. Okay? And the devil now has given the guy, okay, another chick in the same hell, from the same hell. Do you understand? So I was like, okay, now I hope this chick will now get set and realize, this chin and chin tutuba debe, together with my husband, serving it, now it has messed us up. Could there be something wrong with it? Okay? I hope Bambi will come back to our senses. And now I'm very sure she now doesn't have time to harass me. You can't be in those mixes, and then you think of a guy who is not on your case, and you harass him. Do you understand? She can't have that time. I doubt. Okay? So, yeah. Glory be to God. I don't know whether that is a testimony I should give, that somehow I'm going to enjoy some time of what? Of what? Of what? Anyway, without harassment, okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, but Bambi, it is sad. It is what? Sad. But sometimes God allows those things to happen, you know, usually to use it, to wake up someone or to cause people to, you know, to go back, maybe to like cry out to him. And in the process, okay, he delivers them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see you. Thank you, Juliana, for Sinza Katonda. It was a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, today, you know, I've been reading the book of Daniel, and I thought that there are some things from that book that can be, that are important for us to learn if we don't know them, but I know we know them, okay, or to, you know, to remind ourselves of those things. Glory be to God. Okay, so we are going to get some lessons from the book of Daniel. And in this first part of that study, we are going to learn about how to become loved of God. How to become what? Loved of God. All right? You're all loved of God, by the way. Okay? Who is not loved of God? Okay, who is loved of God? All right? But there's also God loving you. Okay? God loves you. God loves everyone, even those who harass people, okay, cyber harassment, okay, God loves Kakwenza, okay, even, you know, harassing Muhozi, okay, God loves Muhozi, even for, apparently here he's the one who tortured Kakwenza, okay, God loves all of them, amen. Hallelujah. But you see, this generation, man, we are, anyway, it is the last days. Okay? Imagine, okay? Just imagine you, okay? You. Someone abusing you, very bad things, eh? Very bad things. Eh? Very bad things. Okay? And the person wins an award. Eh? And no one says anything about what? You know, eh? So, in my opinion, he called for what happened to him, though Muhozi or whoever also did a very bad thing to torture someone. Right? But now no one is talking about. I mean, I read the stuff, eh? A bit of it. Man, eh? And the guy is a celebrity. You know, he's what, yeah? Activist, our man, eh? But it's not, what the guy, it's not right, man. Did you read those things? Very bad stuff. You know, eh? And now to show how the world is messed up. It's like the guy didn't do nothing wrong. Alright? Mozi did wrong, and it is good that people are on his case. Eh? But sensible people should also be on the guy's case. Do you understand? Yes. It's not right, man. It's just not right. Okay? Yeah, it's not right. Eh? Glory be to God. So, yes. Yeah. God loves us. Okay? But at the same time, okay, he wants to love you. All right? Okay? As we shall see. Glory be to God. So, Daniel. Okay? Now, the Bible says that Daniel was greatly loved of God. Daniel was what? Greatly loved of God. And we want to use him as an example for us to become greatly loved, or to become loved of God. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 9, from verse 20, it says that, "Now while I, Daniel, was speaking," okay, "praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God," okay, that is Jerusalem. "Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering," that is around 3 p.m., okay? "And he informed me and talked with me and said, 'O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved.'" Glory be to God. Man, this severe. Alright? Okay? All of us are loved by God. But there's something when God singles out an individual and says, "I love that person." Okay? What's the difference? Okay? I guess it's like a parent. Eh? Okay? A parent. Eh? Okay? Now, all parents here will pretend that is not true. But parents love all their kids and equally. All right? However, there is a child who is loved. Okay? There is a, and you know, there is a child who is loved, greatly beloved. Hallelujah. There's some of you who are looking and say, "Man, for me, I wasn't on that list." Okay. Okay. My wife was honest one time. She told me that, you know, she wasn't the number one. There was what? Someone else here. Okay. Oh, parents, I'm telling you. Maybe not all, but the majority. They just hide what? Stuff. Okay? Now, it's the same thing with God. He said, God, you see, even sinners, he loved them. For great so loved the world. Eh? For God so great loved the world. Eh? Did it go like that? Uh-huh. He loved sinners. Okay? Okay? But then he comes to with Daniel and he sees an angel and tells them, go and tell that guy who I greatly love. Glory be to God. Okay, so the angel addressed him as someone who's greatly beloved. Okay? On another occasion, in chapter 10, okay, I think it is verse 11. Is it verse 11? Okay, anyway, verse 7 says, and he said to me, okay, some other being, that, O Daniel, man greatly beloved. This is years later. Still has a CV, he's being referred to as someone greatly beloved. All right? And as the angel talks with him, or that being, okay, in verse 19, okay, that being, okay, again refers to Daniel as someone greatly beloved. Okay? It's there. Okay? The angel said to him that, oh man, greatly beloved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. These are the things I think about. Eh? Okay? Yes, how to have that CV. And God would want you to also have that CV. Okay? When heaven knows you as someone who's greatly beloved of God. Or someone who's loved by God. There are people who are loved. Okay? They are loved. Loved. Then there are people who are loved. You know. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? You might all be here and God loves all of you. Okay? Hallelujah. But some people might be loved of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, why did God love Daniel? Why did God reach that level of saying that, I greatly love Daniel? All right? I'll tell you. It is so simple, eh? But so difficult for believers to do. Okay? Daniel loved and obeyed the laws of God. Glory be to God. Can you imagine my God's mystery? Now you're disappointed. Eh? But I tell you, eh? The things of God, they are not as difficult as some people have made you believe. Okay? And some people deliberately or intentionally make you see them that way. Okay? So that's any for selfish gain. Do you understand? Eh? They somehow make you think that they are the custodians of the mysteries of things which, like everything, you understand? And if they are on Facebook, you what? Subscribe. So that every day they can tell you things. And now, when you listen to them, the conclusion of the matter is they have told you things you know. Or something very neogamba. But the titles they use, the catching phrases, someone can tell you about the mystery of wealth, the biblical mystery of wealth. You understand? Years ago, Creflo Dollar, before he got messed up, okay, and began this stupid what? First great thing. It is only... We think now he's talking stupidity, eh? Okay, but those days, before he got messed up, okay, he was known as what? You know, he used to preach faith, prosperity, and according to the word of God, all right? So anyway, I think it was like 2007, 2006, okay? He came to Uganda. Do you remember? Okay? All right. All right. So he came to Uganda. Okay. They invited him. I think it was Kayanja. Okay. Anyways, some group. Kwefo is coming, man. Uganda gonna prosper. You know it. All right. So he came. They organized an event, I think, at Nambole. Okay. Nambole The old Uganda Nambole. Then there was now a special few. I think it was Serena. Okay? You pay like 500 kosa something like that, eh? For a table. You know, for a special few now. You're the ones who are really, you know, eh? The special ones, eh? You'll be, Krefa will be here and you're there, eh? As in, eh? Okay, so guys, coughed up the dime. And so, I was told that at Nambole, remember this is a guy who's going to prosper, you know, in Uganda. He has come, man, you know, oil. Okay? Oil, man, you know. So man, guys flocked Nambole. And that was good, eh? All right? That was good, eh? To go and hear the word of God. But I heard that while they are there, the guy starts. Okay? Okay. I think he began by telling guys about tithing. You understand? Tithing. Then you were what? That apparently guys began to what? To walk out. As in guys were disappointed. Food while you work, you know, eh? Sam's going to tell them something. And they just do, and within 3 months, okay, they have oil wells or something like that. Man, again, I can go back and about what? Tithing. The things they had had on Sunday, what? At their churches. The things they had had in Sunday school. You know, the guy is going to prosper them, be a Bible leader. Man, guy started walking out. You know, eh? Then, of course, those who had paid. Now, because remember, the Serena one was for a special, eh? You know, eh? So, guys thought, you know, the real stuff now, the mystery, it is for the other guy. Even the other guy is what? Nothing that they didn't have. Okay? So learn these things. Yeah, running, you know, be careful. Some things are done just to get what? Numbers, followership, you know, you understand, eh? Yeah. Hallelujah. So, a man greatly, who believed, yes, I told you. Daniel, okay, became greatly beloved simply by obeying the word of God. Hallelujah. Remember, Daniel was a Jew. All right? So, he used to read what we call the Old Testament. And by that time, by the way, some of it hadn't been written. Okay, some prophets hadn't yet come on the scene. So there are some prophets, I guess, like Malachi, Zechariah, you know, they were not yet written. So it was a small book, all right? It was a small what? A small book, okay? And Daniel definitely read Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22, which says that if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you today, okay? To do what? To love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to hold fast to him. Okay? If you carefully keep these commandments, okay? And according to that, that means loving God. By the way, what Jesus said, most of the things Jesus said, he got them from the Old Testament. There are very few new things Jesus said. Alright? Jesus said this also, but in other words. You understand? You remember he said, he who loves me is one who keeps my what? My commandments. The reason why we don't understand the New Testament as we should is because we are Old Testament illiterate. You understand? We are illiterate. This way even things to do with the end times, what, the one world government, we twist them, we don't know what they mean because we are ignorant of the Old Testament. Most of the things John saw, Revelation, they're in the Old Testament also. Hallelujah. And the U.S. is not in the Old Testament. Anyway, that is something else. Hallelujah. Okay, so Daniel wrote Read that. Okay? And as a Jew, remember he was taken to captivity as a kid. All right? You know, he knew that. Eh? And he went in captivity, not because he sinned, but because the general nation sinned. They celebrate fellows like Kakwenza. All right. Okay. So now when God throws you into captivity, now we are the innocent agenda. But God is like, for you, I will use it for good. Eh? But go also. Go. Just go. Okay. Go. And if you refuse to stay here, trouble. You remember? That's what he told them at one time, by the way. He told them, submit. Mugendi. Don't allow those prophets who are saying that stay what? In Jerusalem. Stay. Rather go with Nebuchadnezzar. Go. Okay? Among those people was Daniel. Okay, but he was innocent, I guess, was a kid. Then even when he went to Babylon in captivity, he kept obeying the word of the Lord. He didn't say that I'm going to show God a move. I'm suffering for nothing. I didn't do nothing. This God, why do the good people, why do bad things happen to the good? God is unfair. Okay? I have a sister ages ago, okay, who told me that what? Anyway, that God did something to her and she was good, I think, to anyway, whatever. Then I told you a former a schoolmate in medical school. Okay? Who man, eh? Remember that guy, Smith, who goes worth raising the dead. Okay? Who backslid badly and said, I'm going to show God a move. Why? Because God had promised him some kachik. Okay? And things hadn't happened. Okay? The next time some guy who's not saved sees a guy in Anjenua dancing. And he was a tall guy. He's a man, my 70s, COVID, what? Okay, so a girl, dancing man. Then this guy say, you guys, you're saved. What are you doing here? Then the guy say, man, this is a life. Why, you know, eh? Okay? Then I met the guy, his lips were all dark, smoking, eyes red, what, you know. But he said, I'm going to show God a move for not having what? Kept his wife, my brown cheek, light skin cheek. Okay? So Daniel didn't do that, Bambi. Okay, he kept doing what? Obeying the commandments of God. Hallelujah. As an example, okay, in Daniel 6, okay, Daniel is going to be, anyway, so, he's a good guy, you understand? Okay, he's a good worker. He's a good employee, faithful. Okay? And the king is planning to promote him. Okay? To promote him in the kingdom. And his fellow workers, okay? Government officials don't like that. So they plot for him. Okay? They are like, let us go to the king, tell him to enact a law. And that law says that if anyone prays to any god or any person other than you, the king, that person should be thrown in the den of what? Lions. And the king, when he heard it, he was flattered. He thought, "Man, I'm great. Wow, me? For 30 days and everyone is praying to me? Ah, great." Yeah, guy thought, you know. Okay, but he didn't know that he was being tricked. Alright? So anyway, in verse 6, it says, okay, Daniel 6, verse 6 says, so these government officials, okay, went before the king and said to him, King Darius, live forever. And they all, so they say that we have consulted together to establish a royal statute or a law to make a firm decree, you, king, to do that, that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast in the den of lions. Now, O king, establish a decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, King Darius signed the decree, yes, and it became law. At first, it was a bill. Okay? When the president signs a bill, it becomes a what? You need to know these things before people who are doing masters in law declare that they are doing masters in law. Hallelujah. Now, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. This reminds me, Islam, I think, began in 622 AD. Basically, 600 years after Jesus. Okay? After Jesus had left. That's when Islam began. So, at that time, there was Judaism, okay? The religion for the Jews who refused to accept that Jesus is a Christ, okay? Then there was Christianity, all right? And then came Islam. So, Islam just tried to make its thing look better. But they just basically, you know, you look at what they're doing, then you're like, let me do the same thing, but yeah, change a bit. All right? One of the things which they did, this thing of, they said that when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home and in his upper room with his windows open toward where? With Jerusalem. That's how Jews pray. You remember? Okay? After they had constructed the temple, okay, God said, you know, all the prayers that are prayed towards this place, because that's where the presence of God was, all right? That's why Jews would face what? Jerusalem as they pray, all right? Now, here comes this fool called Muhammad. I'm saying that because there's no other Muslim around, okay? If there was one there, man, it would be wise for me not to call him a fool. Okay? And so, then what? Mecca. Okay? You see, now you face what? Mecca. And then he was like, but I need to mess these guys rule up. Even Jerusalem is also ours. See, the angel who took me to Jerusalem, and that's where he was translated. You know. Now we say, Jerusalem is also one of our holy sites. But the main one is Mecca. Basically, which was, anyway. Let me not go into the what? History of it. Anyway, then also, the thing of what? Praying what? The Jews were praying 3 times a day. Then comes this fool called what? Called who? Muhammad. See, 5 times a day. Do you understand? Yeah? Okay? Jews used to pray, used to go to the synagogue on Saturday. Christians began Sunday. 600 years later, Muhammad comes. Friday, you understand? Just, you know, Gay couldn't do his own things. But Bambi, it is devil. You know, devils will appear to him. Most of the things Muhammad what? Which he came up with, it was devils. Things appeared to him for real. For real, real. Bambi, you know, they appeared to him. You know, like this thing of what? Mother Mary appeared to some guys in what? In Brazil. What the mother of Jesus or Fatima, you know, those things. Man, these devils will appear. It's true, eh? And say, man, she said that pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. What? I'll forgive you. I'll petition my son Jesus to what? Man, do that devil the rule come, eh? As what? A woman. And she says it's Mother Mary. Meanwhile, you've never seen Mother Mary. You don't know how she looks like. And it tells you the rosary. And it, you know, it is very holy, eh? The thing. Okay? Which reminds me. How many of you have listened to Jamil Mugera? Okay? Anyone has listened to him? Sandra, you love those things. How come? No, you can take care of the baby as you are. As you. Listen. And so, he says that, of course, for those of you who did what? Did you listen? Mariam, okay? Mother Mary. But she's called what? Mary, and she's a mother. All right? But Mary is not the mother of God. All right? They say Mary, the mother of God, because she's not the mother of God. You know, Catholicism is deadly. And so this Jamil guy said that some of the people you see, who people, they're not people. Huh? They're not what? You listen to that. Like Ali. Remember Ali? Mariam, do you remember Ali? Ali is in episode 1, isn't he? Ali, some guy at school was loaded. Who initiated him in that stuff? He wasn't a person. It was a fallen angel putting on human, you know, eh? He see that one time that same Ali guy was in high school. The next time, you know, he was in a nursery school. Baby class with your kids. Even the boy, I say, whoa. Okay? Then another time he was over some woman somewhere. Yesterday I was watching some clip of Jamil Mugera and was showing these fake churches where a miracle had happened. Okay? Fuel had been turned into soda. Was it soda? Okay, and they didn't even began to pour on guys, and they would come and pay to watch, you know, eh? Okay, women never jump, you know, eh? Hey, man, now those are churches, and they're doing it right now on Sunday. That's why I think Muhammad was like, no, Friday. Okay, and so he's like, you see them, what, you know? Then there was like a girl who came, you know, and Jamil was like, you whatever, a fallen angel, or you see Muntu. Okay, you see Muntu. Sam is scared, is that man? Now, who should we deal with? Okay, do you know whether, you know? Hallelujah. Yeah, so those beings, and Muhammad, things appear to him for real. Of course, afterwards, Nagatamwe Bibye, but the core was for demons, gave him that stuff. Okay? They gave him that stuff. That's why, by the way, Islam and witchcraft, it's the same devil. That's why, like in East Africa or in Africa, okay, the major witch doctors are Muslim. Because it's the same devil. You understand? Same devil. All right? Yeah. And so, Daniel, they are like, now for 30 days, no praying to their God. Daniel said, I won't obey that. Okay? He goes to his room and prays. Okay? To the one true God. Okay? And you know the rest of the story. Okay? He's thrown into a den of lions. Bege wasn't ready to compromise his belief, the law of God, by praying to the king. He said, no, our law as Jews, I'm a Jew, okay? Okay. And I know what our religion says. We worship only one God. Okay? Imagine you lions. Lions. Some of even the mention of lion. You know, just say the lion is going to eat you, man. That is, but I'm not saved. I'm not saved. Lion. Okay? Bruce's daughter, you tell about a lion. According to Bruce, the mother was teaching the kid about Daniel in the den of lions, and the kid got so scared. The kid would wake up in the night saying, "What? The lion is doing what?
Stressing me."
Mama saw me Savannah, lions, with Daniel in the den of lions. And Bruce apparently was angry with what? With the wife having taught the word of God. Hallelujah. So Daniel jumped. So you can see, but the guy is ready to die. Man, that guy loves God. Why? Because they're telling us to break a fundamental law, worshiping another God. Okay? That's one of the best examples. Now that guy, I'm telling you, God had to say, man, this guy, greatly beloved. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, if we're going to become like Daniel, we're going to be referred to as those greatly beloved of God. Okay? Number one, we need to know the commandments of God, and we know them. Okay? And we should be able to walk by them. Okay? If it means death, hallelujah, you should be able to say, no, I'm going, but I'm not doing that. Alright? I'm what? Let me go. First of all, I'm going to heaven. In the next second, heaven. And God will take care of my kids. Because he knows I didn't go. I wasn't a Mayai. So he has to take care of what? I went because of him. Alright? I didn't abuse Mohozi. Funny thing, you understand? That's not why I've died. Alright? I died because of the word of God. Glory be to God. Lawyers in the house, say amen. As you go to what? To court. Okay? To plead for Kakwenza. Yeah. But what Moses did wasn't good. All right? I listened to the president on Friday, it was, on TV. You listened to him also. You're not listening to the president, okay? This is the leader of a nation. Whether you want him or not, you should listen. He's, you know. He was with the court and he said, Muhozi means what? He said among the Banyankole, among the what? The Banyankole. What's her name? Deva Elizabeth. Okay? your son, like avenges you, Okay, you do something bad to me, it is the responsibility of my son. You abuse me? You abuse my mother? My son, what? Then you see, that's why he gave his son, okay, the name Muhozi, because in Runyankore, Muhozi means what?
Avenger.
Avenger. So you can see he was saying something that what you guys are what? Shouting about. Alright? He got abused me. Okay? And so my son has to what? Hallelujah. Okay? But in the Bible, there's also a principle like that. The Bible which Daniel used to read. Okay? There's a guy called the Avenger of Blood. The Avenger of Blood. You kill me, it is the responsibility of my brother to avenge what? You understand? To take out your life. Okay? That is why the Germans, the Nazis were involved in the Holocaust, the killing of the Jews. Okay? Guys faced them. Most of them had hidden in South America. Alright? Elizabeth read the book. The Mossad have an uncle who said that, man, the mention of the word Israel, like, it causes chills in his body. Because I think, you know, it is back in the day as a growing up as a young man, there were times when they were reading in the what papers on BBC that, man, they have grabbed another guy in South Africa. You understand? You know, the guy said the mention of that to this day, it causes chills in his what body. Hallelujah. Amen. What were you talking about? You know those things, politics. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? So, Daniel was like, I'm dying, but I'm not obeying. And that's why he was greatly beloved of God, and that's why it should be our attitude. Very few of us, by the way, are going to be put at gunpoint because of the law of God. All right? But there will be things like sign here so that a billion what? Shillings run from the government what? Coffers. Okay? Now, are you willing to say, no, I'm not signing? But you're like, if you don't sign, you're losing your job. Then you think about, the car, I'm still paying a loan. I'm still paying a loan for the car, mortgage. As you think about so many things. And even this one you're signing, they're even going to give you some. You can even go to the bank, say, now leave me alone, all the money now is here. You understand? From that one deal. And so are you willing to say that, no, I'd rather lose my job, but I'm not doing that. Tuition dimes. Okay? This is true Christianity. This is why right now there's no difference between, like, it's hard to tell who is a local and who is not. It's because we're behaving the same way as the world. It is sad. You're like, but man, I'm 40. 40, you know, now if I die at 40 without a house, I'll be in the grave. But people will be talking about me, that guy, Afangatana Nyumba. Imagine you even did. Who cares? Now, like, so if I lose this job now, what? You know, as in, first of all, you die. When you die, guys, talk about you that week, 2 weeks, and after that, life goes on. I'll never forget. You remember Mayombo? Noble Mayombo? A soldier? You know? He died then at the funeral, okay? At the burial in Toro. The wife was like, "Why? Please don't forget my what? Don't forget my husband. What? How like this woman then, what?" Anyway, Bambi, she was grieving. But she was just prophesying, you understand? Anyone can prophesy. You'll be forgotten. Life will go on. You know, Your business was, I think, what's your case? You can die. And guys will forget you, by the way. These Europeans, European Union, what, will make noise for 3 days. After that, life will move on. They will bang their deals with the government. Because for them, they are serving their government. They are interested in stuff from here. No, you die. No Muzungu from the European Union is going to even attend the funeral. No one will send $50 towards the fees of your what? Of your debtor. None. You know, so be careful, what you are. Don't suffer for nothing, you know, for things which are empty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I have people in this church I know who have stood for God when they should have done, you know, they would have been wealthy man. Elite would be celebrating them, wouldn't write an email that now prayer meetings are resuming, Katia, okay? Giving, you know, I wouldn't write it all. God would be having a dying man. If some people in this church had just hammered some deals. All right? Yeah, but they more or less have nothing. They just have basics because they are like Daniel. Okay? There are some who stood up to their bosses saying, no, hammering a certain deal with the Chinese. And they say, no, no. Okay? Glory be to God. You see, man, now I finished uni. How many years ago? I'm broke. People are talking about me. Why, you know, I studied with Juliana. Now she has a car I don't have. You're like, now, you know. Man, first of all, guys have their own problems. They think about you for 1 minute. After that, you're again there, Koshi. The next time they talk about is when you appear. After that, people have problems. We are thinking. All right? Now, you see the other chick gave me a break because she has problems. Okay? The one used to harass me, sending me things she knows I'm not interested in them. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Daniel was thrown into the den of lions. All right? Now you can see a chap like that has to have a CV in heaven. Okay? Has to be not just loved. Okay? Has to be called greatly beloved. Hallelujah. All right? And God showed his love for him. Okay? He manifested his love. You remember? Jesus said that if you love me, okay, he who keeps my commandments, okay, that is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Okay, John 14, 21 to 22. And then he said that, and we shall, manifest, okay. He said that I'll manifest myself to him. Okay, so when God greatly loves you, there are things he does, that show that what? Like parents, they love their kids equal. But if you're observant, all right, if you're observant, you say, the other one, you know, any of the things you can tell, they will either ask, has so and so eaten? Never allowed tables. They say no because theirs are old. You understand? But you understand? All of you parents do those things and they are okay. Hallelujah. Elisha is like, man. For me, man. Okay. Years ago, before my dad passed away. Now, my dad, I don't know whether I was one of his greatly beloved. I don't know. Oh, he just used to think that I was in Temuyaye. If he didn't give me money, there was no way I was going to get the money. All right? This is when he used to treat me when it comes to what? To what? Change with your dog. All right? Now, even when he was in hospital, years ago, I think it was 2001, when medical school, he was sick. He had an operation in Zambia, in Zambia. So I used to leave school and go and see him, see him. Now you know when you're sick, guys come and give you dime, If you want to get them, you just get sick. Guys will come and give you dime. They wouldn't have given you if you are not sick. And so, you know, guys will come and give you what this is for, what medicine, you know, those things. All right? And then I would come in the what? Evening from school. Okay? Then talk. Then if you're with someone, your sister, Rachel, you just, then my dad would time when Rachel has exited. Then you'd what? Give you something, man. This is a sick guy. Sick. Needs the money. He's not on insurance. And in those days, by the way, I think insurance wasn't there. This health insurance thing is a new thing. Alright? Then man. Because I think I was either one of his greatly beloved, or he just knew that this guy, if I don't help him, the way as Tanama Gezigaku, he has sent it. I don't know. Or he's not a thug, you know. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? So, yeah. Now, one of the things, one of the ways God showed that he greatly loved Daniel was, you remember when we talk about how Gabriel appeared to him? Do you remember? Okay? Chapter 9, okay? From verse 22, it says, and he, Gabriel, informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, a command went out, and I've come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand. So, Daniel is being given revelation, is being given information. The reason is there, because you're greatly beloved. There's some things God doesn't tell anybody. Rather, is that right English? Yeah, there's some things he just tells the beloved of the Lord. Just like if you're what? Friends, okay? There's some things a friend of another knows which other people don't know. Acquaintances don't know. Okay? So that is one of the ways God manifested his love to Daniel. Gave him info, and by the information he gave him, okay? Interesting, as in serious stuff, which, you know, as in from this day, then to this day, years later, that's when Jesus will die for you. You understand? Now this is hundreds of years, you know, the thing is going to take hundreds of years, and Jesus, you know, the Lord gives him that info. Okay, and then from this day to that day, the Messiah will die for you. And then after that, from this day to this day, then the Antichrist, then what, then the end. Can you imagine? Things which Daniel actually wasn't even what? Praying about. But God is a kankukwas the end times. Alright? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? We want to become greatly beloved of God. I hope you do, But if you don't want, it's okay. It's what? It's okay. You want your own things, okay? My dad used to say that everyone has their interests, right? Everyone has their what? Interests. But this should interest every child of God. Amen? Geraldine, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, some few examples of some other people who were loved by God. They were not just loved, they were loved. Okay? Back then when I was in KPC, there used to be that 1 month. I think it used to be Jan, when it's about marriage, relationships, all those things. Then there would be a week in the day when, you know, it is time for Q&A. So you write your what? Book questions, and then you send to the what? Panelists, some experts at marriage, you know. So the one I remember, the only one I remember, the one was Bambi, Samka chick wrote, Samka girl wrote, and then she said that, why don't brothers speak from their heart? And she wants them, panelists, to answer that. Why don't boys, brothers, why don't they speak from the heart? As in the guy said, I love you, but you're like, but speak from the heart. You know? Bruce, I'm sure you have ever had something similar to that. Speaking from the heart. And so, some people are loved, and some people are what? Loved. Glory be to God. Amen? Juliana. All right? Now, Jesus was also loved. All right? Remember, Jesus, you understand, anyway, John chapter 10, verse 17 to 19, we're going to see that Jesus was loved and why he was loved by God the Father. He said that, Jesus says, therefore, my Father loves me. Okay? My Father does what? Loves me. Okay? Jesus knows that my Father so loved the world and he has sent me to die for them. But he said, but my Father loves me. This was a special love. Okay? Special relationship. He said that therefore my Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I received from my Father. Right there you see one of the reasons why the Father loved Jesus. Okay? He commanded him to lay down his life for creation, people. And Jesus was willing to do it, to obey the command of the Father. Glory be to God. And he said that my Father loves me because of this. Glory be to God. Amen? There's something I want to say, but I hope what? Elizabeth will be happy with me. But do you know that all homes are more or less the same? All homes. Okay? When you go back home at midnight, you're going to ask for your food. Where's my food? Don't you do that in your homes? Or when you're in your home, you know that? Even when you've eaten chips. See, but we thought, you know, you're not going to come back to what? Because it was late, so you thought, we'll eat the job at day. Who told you that what? Nina Gwinagambia Musina Korea. I can imagine what? Juliana saying those things, you know. But the old homes are the same. To a degree. Alright? Okay? I'm laying ground for what is coming. After I've said it, I'm going to give you money. Okay? So one time I visited the Grace Joy's. Okay? Then I had the mother say, but Grace Joy, I'm telling you this, and you're saying yes, but you're taking the opposite what? The opposite direction. You're like, yes, I'm coming, but what? You know, I was like, yeah. All homes are the same. And all kids are more or less what? The same. Hallelujah. So what you did, even you know, even your mother used to do it. So there's nothing, what? Okay. Let me give you what? Yeah. Look out for your money. Hallelujah. So, yes, Jesus, what? He was obeying. Whatever he did, by the way, he said, it is what he saw his Father do. Tiakola bibie. Jesus lived in obedience, and that's why the Father loved him. Okay? And the Father, twice in the Bible, it is recorded, okay, when the Father was saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Glory be to God. Come on, I have to let people know that I love this guy. But he loves all of you. You understand? In whom I'm well pleased. Others, he loves them, okay? But he's not well pleased in them. Okay? Even pastors, pastors love all their sheep. Okay? Pastors love all their what? All their sheep. Ne waliwo abamu. Eh? Pastor loves grace, joy. Even, you know, he created an excuse to give our what? Money. Because he knew if he doesn't, what? Who create it? Then people will say, he favor, you know what, you know. But then he creates like a thing. And that's what parents do. I remember when we were in, anyway, yeah, you know. Glory be to God. I don't know why you're laughing. Hallelujah. Okay. This, you know, Jesus was being baptized. Eh? Okay. And a voice spoke from heaven. And that was God the Father. And said, this is my son. In whom, he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Later, at the Mount of Transfiguration, remember? Elijah, Moses appear, okay, there's Peter, James, and John, okay? And a voice spoke from heaven, say, this is my beloved son, okay? Hear him, listen to him. Glory be to God. Amen? Man, those CVs, eh? Alright? Daniel, I just began praying. Okay? He said that from the time he began to pray, you know, But okay, Benenye, as in God, you know, eh? But there's a chap, the moment he began praying, Gabriel, and not just any angel, Gabriel. Hallelujah. Amen? But this is what God wants for all of us, okay? He wants us to be loved like, you know, Jesus, okay? And how do that? By obeying his what? His command, okay? Not just the don't steal, eh? But other things the Lord tells you to do for him. If you don't do them, you won't go to hell, eh? But you won't be a pleasing child. You understand, eh? He said, do this, do this, do this. Okay? He tells you to say, oh, what did that dream mean? Very clear thing. They need interpretation. But because you don't want to dream, you already ask, why did I ask Pastor Moses? Then Pastor Moses, you know, refuses to ask, like, I mean, don't what? Bother me with such of your stuff. Then you go to Rachel. Ah, this dream, what did it mean? Meanwhile, what did we get enough for you to do it? Then 5 years later, you go to a church and you're in that church and there's a prophet who interprets dreams. Now, prophet, you know, I had a dream 6 years ago. Now, what did it mean? Can you read the white? It doesn't matter. What it meant doesn't matter anymore because you're supposed to do that thing in 2020. It didn't matter anymore. But you're there. Well, you know, eh? Yeah, don't behave like that. Be like Jesus. Eh? Hallelujah. Be like Jesus. Be like with Daniel. All right? Be like the disciples. Okay? In John chapter 16, verse 27, Jesus told his disciples that the Father himself loves you. Okay? Why? Because you have loved me. Okay? Now, God loves all people, even those who don't love Jesus, all right? Sinners. That's why he gave Jesus to them, okay? But then he tells these guys that the Father loves you because you love me. So that means that this is now another, it is a special love. God loves sinners, but this is a love he has for believers who love Jesus. How different are those loves? I don't know. Glory be to God. Amen. But it's there, you see, because they love Jesus, he said, the Father loves you. Glory be to God. And that is one of the things we can do. Love Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Then there was another chap who God loved. Okay? And his name is Abraham. Okay? Remember, he called Abraham his friend. Isaiah 41:8. Okay? He told Israel that you descendants of Abraham, my friend. Okay? Sam, just imagine, eh? God appears to Quez. Okay? And he tells him that you, Quez, okay, the son of Engineer Isoke, my friend. Think that you will freak out Quez. See, man, I shouldn't play with my dad anymore. You know, you are my friend. You know? Now, this is hundreds of years after Abraham has departed the scene, he's dead. Where is he? At that time? Okay, that place, okay? Hallelujah. In Hades, in Sheol, he's down there. He was there. Okay? You see? All right? This is hundreds of years later, and God is still talking about a guy he loved. He's telling his descendants, great, great, great grandkids, that your grandfather was my friend. Okay? And how did he become God's friend? Okay? In Genesis chapter 26, okay, God tells Isaac, okay, Abraham's son, that, okay, remember there was a famine in the land, in Israel, and Isaac is tempted to go down to Egypt. And the Lord appears to him and tells him, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I tell you. Go in this land and I'll be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants, I give all these lands and I'll perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. Okay? And I'll make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I'll give to your descendants all these lands. Okay? Okay? The great-grandkids are getting stuff because of what? Yes. Okay? Yeah. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And we know that doing that, okay, equates to loving God. Okay? Abraham kept the commandments of God. And that is why God, many years later, he referred to him as my friend. By the way, I checked out the word my friend there. Eh? And it is the same word from which you get the word love in Hebrew. You understand? I'm telling you, I checked it out myself. Okay, with Eden. You know, we're doing Hebrew with Eden. All right? I don't know why they used the word friend. But it is actually, God was saying, like Abraham, my loved one. All right? I don't know why the English use the word friend. But in Hebrew it is my like loved one, the one I love. Glory be to God. And why did he love him? He kept the commandments of God. Glory be to God. Amen. And lastly, okay, the Philadelphians. You know the Philadelphians? Okay, the church of Philadelphia. Hallelujah. Okay. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. It says that, I know your works. Okay. He's talking to that church, all right? I have set before you an open door, and no one can do what? Can shut. For you have a little strength, have done what? Kept my word, kept my command. And have not denied my name. Indeed, I'll make those synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I'll make them come and worship before your feet to know that what? That I have loved you. God is like, I'm going to make guys come and what? Like honor you. Hallelujah. And sometimes that is how God manifests his love for some individuals. He makes people honor them. Glory be to God. Honor. Sometimes it's a promotion at work. And it's something, you know, honor. Say, I'm going to do it. Okay? To show them that I have loved you. This is the same God who loves even those guys. Eh? The thugs. Eh? But I'm going to do it to show that I have loved you. But I love all of you. Okay? Hallelujah. Maybe that's why, you know, Daniel rose to, you know, to the top. He was one of the top officials in those, you know, when they were in captivity. Probably it's because God was manifesting his love to him in that way, in addition to giving him revelations, which up to now, fellows don't click. And they just choose not to understand them. Okay? The end times what? Things, okay? Glory be to God. Okay? You see, I'm going to do it. They will come and worship you and honor you. Okay? Okay? And to know that I have what? Loved you. Glory be to God. Okay? It is so simple how to become a beloved of God. Hallelujah. Keep the commandments of God as written in the Bible. Okay? And there are those commands which the Lord gives you. They're not in the Bible, but they're just to you as an individual. God is saying, do this for me. Hallelujah. Do this for me. Alright? You remember Peter? Okay? Before Jesus ascended? Okay? He asked Peter, right? You know, he told him that, Peter, do you love me? Okay? And Peter was like, yes, Lord, I love you. He asked him 3 times. He said, no, uchimanyi. Uchimanyi nkwagala. And what did, you know, Jesus said, okay, if you love me, feed my sheep. Tend my flock. Okay? Now me, as a pastor, one of the ways I show that I love God, okay, is to obey the command, okay, to feed his sheep. Okay? With substance, not with stupidity. Alright? Okay? Yeah, don't try to impress them, to, you know, by changing fuel into soda. Okay? Kids are doing that. And man, churches are growing. Those churches, you will never find 20 people in those churches. Baba Banji. Okay. There is a church. Anyway, there's some guy, I knew him in KPC. Alright? He used to, in KPC in those days, there was something like CNN News. And it was called KPCNN. You remember? Okay, where now, like announcements. Instead of some, it's okay, you know, coming and reading, there was, you know, a video. KPCNN, now on Sunday, there will be, what, a youth gig, you know, eh? And so, there used to be a guy who used to do that. And the guy was very funny, man. The guy just begins talking one word, doesn't crack any joke, but just seems starty. It's a gift, eh? A very wonderful guy. He's the one who used to do those things. Now, so that was many years ago, eh? Okay, now, on Friday, I think it was Friday, after I listened to the president while I was homeschooling, okay? All right? Okay? So it was, I think, NTV. Yes, I think it was NBS. Then I see this guy, okay? He's doing something, you know, he has a program on TV. And the guy is wearing a rosary. KPC, Rosary. I was like, this one, I can't keep it for myself. I began to chat with Isoke's wife, who was also homeschooling the kids. I was like, do you know this guy? What, you know? Rosary. Then he told me that, Pastor, that guy, do you know, is a DJ. I was like, what? Then he's like, and the wife is even worse. I was like, who is this? What? I was like, I need, this info is very important. How do people fall to this one? Went on Google, I typed in the guy's name and I put wife. Then picked it. I was like, I knew this chick. The pastor, she's worse. Then I think the following day, I met Joanne again. Then she tells me, Pastor, do you know a certain church called this and this? I was like, yes, I know the church. But they are, you know, shady guys. He said, yeah, do you know that guy and his wife? Remember, donning what? A rosary, all right? DJ. They're in that church. Someone, what? Naguru. Say that, do you know that those guys are elders in that church? I was like, what? Say, Pastor, they are elders. Okay, Sam got that info the other day. I was like, what? And I told Juan that those churches grow quick. But you know, a marriage seminar, a what? You know, professionals, what? Fellowship, you know, the cop. Those churches, and they have died. These things of rent, of just Bible study, or rather a prayer meeting. But we are never a guy, big guys in offices. You know, And I was like, this is sad. Okay? Then I remembered Jamil Muku, Jamil Homgera. There's a certain episode. He talked about some burrooms in some church. I was like, could this have been the what? Either those guys were agents or they what? They were whatever in those rooms and taken. I was like, this is very sad. I'm like, man, what should I do to make sure that I don't play around with the what? The flock of Christ, the flock of God. Glory be to God. Okay? And one of the best things I can do for God's flock is by what? Telling them that God loves them and that they are also obliged or called to love God. And if they love God by obeying his commandments, God will love them back. Glory be to God. All right? And maybe their material blessings also, as I end. Because I'm dreams, revelation is what? Okay, but the other thing, God will give you stuff, okay? According to how he chooses. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, okay, he says that it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep them and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will do what? Doesn't he love them? He loves them. But now he's saying, I will love you. Alright? He says, if you keep my commandments, I love you, but if you do my commandments, I will love you. Okay? And what will happen? You know, as a sign that I love you, he says that I will bless you and multiply you. I will also bless the fruit of your womb, that is your children, all right? And the what? The fruit of your land, if you're doing agriculture. Your grain, your new wine, and your oil. The increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. You know, I'll bless them and multiply them in the land of which I sought to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or a female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known. God is doing that to people he loves. Glory be to God. Amen? So let us love God, okay? And his goodness, okay, will follow us. Because his goodness, okay, is part of the package that comes with those who love God, okay? And God loves them in return. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.